Chapter 8. A Declaration of Love. Poor Esmeralda. She had been thrown into the dungeon under the courthouse. It was a horrible, frightening place. Her hands were still tied with ropes. There was no light, and it was terribly cold. Every few hours, a guard threw her a piece of bread through the trapdoor in the ceiling. Nobody spoke to her. The only thing she could hear was the constant dripping of water over the stones in the walls of her cell. Esmeralda was very miserable. She didn't know how much time had passed since she had been thrown into her prison. It seemed to her that she had been there forever. Then something very strange happened. The trapdoor opened, and she could see a person holding a light. "What's happening?" Esmeralda asked herself. "I can't see who is there." When she opened her eyes, a man stood before her, dressed in the black clothes of a monk. "Who are you?" Esmeralda asked in a trembling voice.
"I'm a priest," the man answered. "Are you prepared to die?"
"When will that happen?" asked Esmeralda.
"You will be hanged tomorrow," the priest answered.
"Why do I have to wait until tomorrow? I'm ready to die immediately," Esmeralda said, and began to cry like a little child. "I'm cold and miserable here."
"Then come with me," the priest said, and he took her hand.
"Your hand feels like the hand of death," Esmeralda exclaimed. "Who are you?"
The priest took off the hood which had been covering his face, and Claude Frollo stood before her.
Esmeralda screamed in fear and surprise. "I know you. You're the priest who's been pursuing me for months. You're the man who attacked me together with Quasimodo. And now that I can see your eyes, I know you're the man who stabbed my poor Phoebus. You've come to kill me too. Then do it quickly. Just tell me, what did I do to make you hate me so much?"
Claude went down on his knees in front of Esmeralda.
"I don't hate you. I love you," he declared in a voice full of agony. His eyes were burning.
"Love? What kind of love is that?" Esmeralda cried. "You've killed Phoebus and ruined my life."
"It's a terrible, forbidden love that I feel for you," Claude said in a desperate voice. "I was a happy man before I fell in love with you. I had my connection with the church, and I had my books. I spent all my days studying. Then one day I heard the beat of a tambourine and the sound of a voice like an angel's voice. I looked out of my window in Notre Dame and saw you below me in the Place de Grève. You were the most beautiful creature that I had ever seen. I adored you from that first moment. But I'm a priest, and I'm not allowed to love women," Claude continued. "I fought against my attraction to you. I forced the church authorities to pass a law which forbade gypsy women to sing and dance in public places in Paris. But nothing helped. Maybe you're a witch, as the judge said in court. And I'm under your spell. I'm completely overcome with desire every time I see or think of you. That is why I forced Quasimodo to come with me and try to carry you away. I wanted you to belong to me. We didn't succeed because Phoebus came and saved you. A few days later, I saw you and Phoebus together and followed you to the tavern. From the room above yours, I could hear and see everything. A mad jealousy came over me, and I had to kill Phoebus. It was certainly Satan who made me do it, because I couldn't control myself. I quickly ran to a group of soldiers and told them to arrest you. I thought that if you were in prison, I would certainly forget you. But now I have seen the gallows they are preparing to hang you from, and I know that I can't let you die. I love you too much. Come with me immediately. I have got the keys to all the doors of the prison. I'll save you, and you'll be mine forever." Esmeralda looked at Claude with fear and hate. "I loved Phoebus, and you killed him," she cried with despair. "I detest you, and I would prefer to die than be with you for even one moment. You're a monster. Go away and never come back." At this, Claude turned, took his lantern, and began to walk up the stairs to the trapdoor. Just before he went out, he turned, and with a terrible look on his face, shouted, "I'm happy that I killed Phoebus. If you won't be mine, you can't be his either." Esmeralda was left all alone with her misery in her dark prison cell. The next day was the day that Esmeralda would be hanged in the Place de Grève. Paquette, the recluse, was, as usual, in the rat hole in one corner of the square. From her tiny barred window, she could see men arranging the gallows. "I wonder who is going to die today," Paquette asked herself. "It doesn't make any difference to me. I'll remain miserable and will continue suffering. But I'd like to know." A few minutes later, Paquette saw a priest passing by. She often saw this priest because it was Claude Frollo, who spent a lot of time in the Place de Grève watching his beloved Esmeralda. "Priest," Paquette called out, "who is going to be hanged today?"
"A young gypsy girl," Claude answered in a strange, broken voice.
Paquette began to laugh hysterically.
"I'm happy to hear that. I hate gypsies. They're all witches and child thieves. They took my baby, and with it they took my heart. I have been here for 16 years crying for my lost child. I especially hate that young gypsy girl, Esmeralda. She's about the age my daughter would have been if the gypsies hadn't stolen her. She always sings and dances here. It makes me furious."
"Then you can be happy today," Claude said, "because it's Esmeralda who will be hanged here."
"I have cursed her many times," Paquette whispered. "I have wished for her death constantly. Now it will finally happen, and I won't have to see or hear her ever again."